Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back once again for the final and the concluding time where we engage in the recitation and reflection on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, for this particular series. Of course, this is not the final time that Qalam will be coming to you, and hopefully not the final time that you'll be tuning into Qalam, inshallah. At the same time, the recitation and the reflection of the Quran is something that will continue, needs to continue, should continue, and will continue, inshallah, as far as Qalam is concerned, throughout the rest of the year, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But as a series that we have been conducting here in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, tonight is the final session that we'll be conducting, inshallah, bi'idhnillah. So tonight, inshallah, we're going to be going through the 30th juz. Before I bring in our reciter and inshallah we get started, just a couple of notes to start things off, inshallah. First and foremost is, as always, we are very, mashallah, appreciative of our partners at HHRD, Helping Hand for Relief and Development, who've been doing remarkable work for a very long time, and particularly throughout the month of Ramadan and in the midst of this crisis. Please go to hhrd.org. If you have not paid your Zakat al-Fitr yet, this is the time to pay it, and you can contribute your Zakat al-Fitr at hhrd.org. So please go there and take care of that right away. Number two is that I know that there's a lot of discussion. I can see the comments are already popping up on this stream as well. There's a lot of curiosity. There's a lot of questions about Eid. When is Eid, right? So obviously we're doing a session tonight and that's not exactly ideal, but it just worked out such doing one juz a day that we end up here on this particular night. And the finishing of the Quran, Ramadan has its virtue, but the finishing of the Quran is its own virtuous occasion. It is a very, very blessed occasion, the completion of the Quran. So regardless of whether Eid is tomorrow or Sunday, inshallah, we're going to complete the Quran tonight, and we're going to recite the Quran and reflect upon the Quran and have a powerful dua, inshallah, to conclude. And we will pour our hearts out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our duas at the blessed, sacred occasion of the completion of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amin ya rabbil alameen. Thirdly, I know that many people are probably curious as to what our thoughts at Qalam are in regards to the day of Eid. I will talk more about that at the end, at the conclusion of the session, partially because I'd like to focus on the task at hand. We have a very, mashallah, anxious reciter who's looking forward to reciting and not making any mistakes, inshallah. Say inshallah, Asif.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. All right. If anyone's wondering about me teasing him, he's one of my guys, mashallah. He's one of my students, and so this is a regular thing that we have going back and forth. But we have an anxious reciter. We have an anxious presenter and myself. I've been really enthusiastically looking forward to sharing the reflections on the 30th juz. And I'd like to focus on the task at hand and do the dua. And inshallah, I promise you that at the conclusion of the session, we'll talk more about exactly, you know, what the thoughts and plans are for Eid. But for the next hour or so, inshallah, we're going to focus on the task in front of us. We're going to focus on the task at hand. Let's just read the Quran. The tweets will be there afterwards. The WhatsApp forwards will be there afterwards. The text messages will still be there once we're done. But we got one last, we get this opportunity to complete the reading of the Quran together. Inshallah, bi'nillah, alhamdulillah. So with that, we're going to go ahead and get into it. Our reciter here today, mashallah, is Hafiz Asif Azad, mashallah. He is one of our students at the Qalam Seminary in the third year of our Alamiya program. Very, mashallah, beloved student and brother of mine, mashallah. So I'm happy to share this occasion with him. And, you know, you've seen all of our instructors, all of our reciters, who are all, by the way, students of ours at the Qalam Seminary. So alhamdulillah, this is our institutional collective effort. Allah tells us in the Quran that amazing things are possible. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida. Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Amazing things are possible when we come together. This is Qalam's collective effort. We hope that you've benefited. Go to supportqalam.com and inshallah support our efforts. But with that, inshallah, we'll talk more about that later. Let's go ahead and get into 30th juz. So inshallah, the 30th juz of the Quran contains 564 verses, 564 ayat, and there are 36 surahs. There are 36 surahs, 36 chapters in the 30th juz. So that's quite a bit. That's quite a lot. So it's going to take a little while, but inshallah, we'll move through it quickly. And the way that we're going to go about this is, inshallah, I'll request that Hafiz Asif, he pause at the conclusion of every surah, and I will share a reflection for the surah that we're about to read, so you can kind of keep that in mind as he reads it and you follow the translation. So the very first surah that we're going to be looking at is surah number 78. It's called Surah An-Naba. It's about the Day of Judgment, the huge news of the Day of Judgment, the Day of Resurrection, the afterlife. And the big reflection I have in here to share with y'all is that at the conclusion of this particular chapter, this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that inna anzarnakum adhaban qariba. We've warned you that there is a very terrible punishment that's coming if you don't listen, if you don't believe. And on that day, when that day comes, and a person who did not listen, did not believe, did not pay attention, when they arrive on that day, and they see the consequences and the results of their deeds and their actions, the disbeliever, the one who rejected belief in Allah, will say, I wish I could just cease to exist. I wish I could become dust and cease to exist. But unfortunately, that won't be an option at that time. But we can avoid all of that regret, all of that remorse right here, right now, by listening, by reading, by believing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to believe. Go ahead, please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون. كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما ورساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
In the next surah, Surah An-Nazi'at, which is named after the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that take the souls of human beings and the people, and also reckon the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us about many different things. And there's a similar theme here where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us here very powerfully that we have a choice in the life of this world. يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى. A human being will be reminded, will remember what they worked for. وَبُرِزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى. And the fire of hell will be disclosed to humanity on that day. And as for those who disbelieved, rebelled, and preferred the material things of the life of this world over the eternal success of the life of the hereafter, hellfire shall be their abode. And as for those who fear the greatness of their Lord, they were conscious of Allah in this life, and they were willing to suppress their desires when their desires went against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to do. They suppressed their desires and did what Allah said. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Then the paradise, Jannah, will be their abode for all of eternity. May Allah make us amongst them.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة قلوب يومئذ واجفة أبصارها خاشعة يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذَا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوًى اِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَى أَنْ تَزَكَّى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى فأراه الآية الكبرى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى إن في ذلك العبرة لمن يخشى أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء بناها رفع سمكها فسواها وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها والجبال أرساها متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها.
In Surah number 80, Surah Al-Abbas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of the surah, tells us about a very particular incident in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, that through the Prophet ﷺ's blessed and remarkable example, we are taught a very important lesson. There was a blind companion, a sahabi of the Prophet ﷺ, from the very early days of Islam, Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktum, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as he was blind, one time the Prophet ﷺ was sitting and having a very intense discussion with some of the leadership of Quraysh, of Mecca. And it was a very intense discussion. There were a lot of very important things being deliberated upon. And Abdullah bin Ummi Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being blind, he did not see that they were sitting there having this discussion. So he came and interrupted the discussion because he had a question for the Prophet ﷺ. As a very natural reaction, the Prophet ﷺ frowned and kind of turned away a little bit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that and says that he frowned and turned when the blind man came to him. But then Allah speaks to the Prophet ﷺ and says, how do you know that he would not have purified his soul, that he would not have taken and reflected upon the reminder that you gave him, and that that reminder would have benefited him versus these people that you're talking to? They might not even care what you're talking about. And so it's a very powerful reminder to us, through the blessed example of the Prophet ﷺ, that we should never, ever overlook anyone. And we should never disregard anyone. And that we should always remember that each and every single soul is sacred. And we never know whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed great khayr and great good in. That this sahabi, Abdullah bin Umayr Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would go with Mus'ab bin Umayr and would be the would put forth the effort that would convert half the city of Medina to Islam. And he would later on be a mu'adhin of the Prophet ﷺ and of the blessed city of Medina.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم ماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة.
In Surah number 81, Surah Al-Takwir, which basically talks about the Day of Judgment and how either Shamsu Kubirat, when the sun will be overturned and boil over and basically the whole world ends at the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based off of what we've been talking about previously as well, about that Day of Judgment, that moment of reckoning is coming when we have to answer for all of our deeds and how we've lived in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah at the conclusion of it says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Very powerful question Allah gives to us in the Quran. Where are you going? You read time and time again about Allah and the Day of Judgment and this life is going to end and you'll be resurrected and you have to answer for how you lived your life. So where are you going? You keep going in the opposite direction. You keep going further away from Allah. Come back to Allah. In huwa illa dhikrun lil alameen. This is a reminder for all of humanity. So read it, listen to it, reflect on it, think on it, believe in it. Where are you going? Why are you going further away from Allah? Come back to Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم كدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم صعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين.
In Surah number 82, Surah Al-Infitar, which once again speaks about the end of this world and the commencement of the hereafter in the Day of Judgment. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents a similar question to us, but it is just so powerful, the way it's stated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, O human being, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem, what has deluded you in regards to your generous Lord? What has caused you to ignore, to neglect, to turn away, to disregard your Lord who is so kind and so generous? Why would you do that? It just doesn't make any sense. It's such an illogical position to take. That the one who blessed you, the one who created you, the one who gave you everything, you turn away from him, you disregard him. Strange, very, very strange. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that يَمَّا لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. No human being will owe anyone anything on that day, can do anything for anyone on that day. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَ إِذِ لِلَّهِ. We are all at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء فطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله.
In the next surah, surah number 83, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us about a very important principle of our religion, a very important part of our deen, our practice of Islam, and a very central theme of the entire Qur'an. The Qur'an talks about this time and time again. And that is the importance, the significance of financial ethics in Islam. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِفِينَ. Allah says, ruin is the lot of those people who cheat people when conducting business. And Allah said that when they're the customer, they want to make sure they're given a fair deal. But when they are providing the goods, when they're the ones doing the selling, then they lie and they cheat people to make an extra buck here and there. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, you know, this is such a terrible, terrible thing that occurs. And in other places in the Quran, Allah tells us that this erodes the trust and the harmony within a society. And it brings terrible, you know, conditions upon people. And one of the things to reflect on, because then Allah talks about the Day of Judgment and the life of the hereafter. And what this, the profound realization here in this surah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when we engage in unethical, dishonest business practices, that actually shows a lack of faith. That shows that you don't believe in Allah. Because you feel like you got to do whatever you got to do in order to get ahead, to get a little bit more money, to survive another day, for a rainy day, and so on and so forth. That shows you don't have faith. That shows that you don't believe in Allah. But if you truly have faith, you do what Allah told you to do. You do what was right and put your faith and trust in Allah, regardless of what the calculator said. So this is what this surah particularly speaks to us about.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم ويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين وما يكذب به إلا كل معتد أثيم إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم إنهم لصالوا الجحيم ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عينا يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين أجرموا كانوا من الذين آمنوا يضحكون وإذا مروا بهم يتغامزون وإذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فكهين وإذا رأوهم قالوا إن هؤلاء لضالون وما أرسلوا عليهم حافظين فيوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون.
In the Quran, earlier we read this, these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ That there are these angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are always with us, watching over us. They are very noble scribes of God. And they keep track of everything that we are doing. And they write down our deeds to be presented before us on the day of resurrection as a proof and an evidence against us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that on the Day of Judgment, one of the demonstrations of the fate of people will be that their book of deeds will be handed to them. And if somebody has more good than bad and is destined to paradise, then that person will receive their book of deeds in their right hand. And if somebody had more bad than good and is doomed to hell, then they will receive their book of deeds in their left hand. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in order to shield their left hand so that they don't get their book of deeds there, they'll hide it behind their back. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you couldn't hide anything from Allah in the world. You can't hide anything from Allah in the hereafter. And the book of deed will go behind their back and still end up in their left hand. And those who get it in their right hand, they will have a very easy questioning before Allah. And then they will be reunited with their families in eternal bliss and happiness in paradise. And those people will get their book of deeds in their left hand, even if it be behind their back. They will be miserable. They will be ruined and they will be burned in the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء شقت وأذنت ربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصنع سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون بل الذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يوعون فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون.
So the first thing I'd like for everyone to take a note of is that the surah that we just read has a sajda tilawa, what we call a prostration, a sajda, that is done due to the recitation of the Qur'an. So there is a sajda in that particular surah, so inshallah please make note of that after we're done with the session to perform that particular sajda, inshallah. The next surah, surah number 85, one of the very powerful parts of this particular surah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about some of his attributes and his qualities. And that's always a very powerful mention within the Quran when Allah delves into his attributes and qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed the reckoning of your Lord is very severe. Your Lord is the one who created you to begin with, and he is the one who will bring everything back again. And he is the constantly forgiving, the all-loving, Al-Wadud. One of the very unique attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, only mentioned a few places where Allah refers to himself as Al-Wadud, the loving. Dhul Arsh al-Majid fa'alu lima yurid, that he is the possessor of the magnificent throne, Dhul Arsh al-Majidi or Majidu, that he is magnificent and he possesses the throne, or he is the possessor of the magnificent throne. And fa'alu lima yurid, Allah can do whatever he wants. But Allah is extremely loving. And particularly during times of test and trial, we need to focus and we need to remember this attribute of Allah, that Allah loves us. We have to reiterate that. We have to affirm that. We have to remind ourselves of that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us beyond anything else. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more love for us, more mercy upon us, more compassion for us than a mother has for her newborn baby. Please go ahead.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ.
In Surah number 86, Surah At-Tariq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to reflect upon the origin and the beginning of human beings. That when we're sitting here today right now, you know, with this beautiful form that Allah has granted us, with all the intelligence and the abilities and the talents that Allah has granted us, with all the dignity that Allah has bestowed upon us, Allah humbles us. And sometimes, you know, being humbled can be a little bit, it can taste a little bitter, but it's necessary medicine that we need from time to time. And Allah says, فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ. Let the human being reflect upon not just the miraculousness of it, but also the humility within it. Let the human being reflect upon where the human being comes from. خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقَ. That we were created from a drop of dirty fluid, filthy fluid, bodily fluids. That's what we were created from. So let us reflect on that and think about that. What our beginnings are. So humble. And as people always say, never forget where you came from. In that sense, let us never become so arrogant and so indignant that we lose all of our humility. Because within humility, there is great beauty.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائب فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا.
In Surah number 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about how important it is for us to focus on the purification of our souls. That there is nothing more precious that we have than our heart and the condition of our souls. That is the most precious things, the precious thing that we have. That is the most valuable, asset that we possess. And it is the only thing that matters before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the condition of our heart and the condition of our soul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us exactly that. That indeed successful is the one who has cleansed their heart, purified their soul. And they remember Allah and they pray to Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in spite of this truth, this reality, this fact, unfortunately, many of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you still prefer material things over the condition of your heart and soul. But Allah says, remember that the life of the hereafter, if you are faced with the critical decision of choosing something here and now and something in the eternal life of the hereafter, Allah says the life of the hereafter is better and it's longer lasting, to say the least. It's way, way longer lasting because this world is very temporary and the hereafter will last forever. So anytime you have to make a choice, choose the life of the hereafter. Always prefer your relationship with Allah above and beyond any other worldly ambitions, opportunities that you might be faced with. Continue.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
In Surah number 88, Surah Al-Ghashiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to reflect upon the beauty and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can observe within Allah's creation. That by reflecting on the world around us, we're able to see the greatness of God. We're able to be witnesses to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it reaffirms our faith in Allah. As a few examples to give us an exercise, to teach us, to train us how to reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, did they not look at the camel? How remarkably the camel was created. That this animal can drink all this water and store it. All this food and store it. And then last for days and weeks on in the desert without food and water, pulling on that reservoir. How remarkable is that creation? That Allah tells us to reflect upon the sky and how it's been raised above us. The colors and the, you know, sights that we see within the sky, so vast and so remarkable, so breathtaking that you can just sit outside, you can lay down outside and just stare at the sky for hours and hours. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. Look at these huge mountains that Allah has placed upon the earth. That human beings, even today, with all their technology and all their advancement and all their planning, still have trouble getting to the top of those mountains. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And how Allah has spread the earth beneath our feet. We walk on this earth. We draw water from this earth. We find resources in this earth. We grow our food from this earth. We build our homes on this earth. We're able to do so much on this ground, this earth that Allah has given us. Truly remarkable. So reflect on these things. Develop this exercise, this practice of looking at things. Whenever you have a remarkable experience, you see something amazing or beautiful, reflect on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
In the next surah, surah number 89, at the conclusion of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, Allah will say, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna. Allah will call on the soul that found peace and tranquility in the life of the world in the remembrance of God. And that same soul who finds peace and tranquility today on the day of judgment in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These souls were connected to Allah in the life of this world, and therefore they experience contentment and satisfaction today on the day of judgment. Allah will say, Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. Go back to your Lord. Go back to your Lord. In a condition that you are pleased with your Lord and your Lord is pleased with you. So enter into the ranks of my noble, obedient servants, Allah says. Enter into the garden of paradise that I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I personally have prepared for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those content, beautiful souls.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر في الواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي.
In Surah number 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He has given us two eyes, He gave us a tongue and two lips. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has laid out for us two courses, two paths in front of us. And this is about the very pressing question that is posed to each and every single human being. All of us, a decision we all have to make. This is what this life boils down to. And that is, there is good and there is bad. There is right and there is wrong. And we've been given we've been given an intellect, intelligence, ability, faculties, senses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of what is necessary in order to make a decision between good and bad, right and wrong. We've even been given revelation, guidance from Allah, instruction from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now it finally boils down to us making a decision between right and wrong, good and bad. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us is that's what life boils down to. And that's a decision that we all have to make going forward.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة.
In Surah number 91, while there are of course many important topics, I specifically wanted to take the opportunity to highlight something. Two things that are very powerful. When it comes to the beauty and the eloquence of the Quran, two things that stick out and jump out and that are very powerful. Number one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses what we know as oaths. When you swear by something, when you take an oath by something, which again, the technical ruling for us is we are only allowed to take oaths in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that too, that as well, we should do very cautiously. We should not do it, you know, frivolously, but rather we should do it very cautiously and sparingly. That being said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilizes this expression of oaths to very powerfully communicate, you know, very important themes to us and to highlight to us once again, you know, how remarkable the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So we'll see in the next surah that Allah swears by the sun and its morning brightness. Allah swears by the moon and so on and so forth. The day and the night and the sky and the earth. Allah swears by these things. The second thing that you'll observe in this particular surah is its rhythmic tone. There's almost kind of a rhyming pattern to this particular surah and in other places in the Quran. And again, the Quran is remarkable that it has such amazing style, but its substance is supreme. Its substance is supreme. That the Quran never compromises style, substance for the sake of style. But the Quran has the ultimate substance, it's the word of Allah. And it also has the most beautiful style, because once again, it is the word of Allah. Go ahead.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها والنفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربه بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
In Surah number 92, Surah Al-Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there are, just as we were talking about earlier, that there are two kinds of people, right? That we have a decision and a choice to make how we want to live our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, therefore, there are two kinds of people. There are the people who give charity, they're mindful of Allah, and do goodness. They always strive in righteousness and goodness. They always try to be part of something good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will facilitate all goodness for those people. We will bless them with good in this life and good in the hereafter. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's another kind of person. There are those people who are stingy, who don't give charity, who don't share the blessings that Allah has given them with those less fortunate than them. And they reject, and they are completely satisfied on their own. They're completely content with themselves and the way they are, and they don't strive for anything better. And they reject all kinds of goodness, no matter how well it's presented to them. No matter what advice is given to them, they reject advice. They're miserly, they're stingy, they don't spend. Number two, that they are completely satisfied living their own little life, just fulfilling their own desires. And they reject anything good that comes their way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for those people, we will inflict terrible torment and misery upon those people. May Allah protect us all. May Allah allow us to be the ones who make the right decision and the right choice in life.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wal-layli idha yaghsha wal-nahari idha tajalla wa ma khalaqad dhakara wal-untha inna sa'yakum lashatta fa'amma man a'ata wattaqa wa saddaqa bil-husna فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى فَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى.
In Surah number 93, Surah al-Duha, which is a very powerful surah, revealed very early on during the mission of the Prophet ﷺ. It's very powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this particular surah to the Prophet ﷺ, something that we can all really reflect on and think a lot about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your Lord has not forsaken you, nor does your Lord hate you. Allah has not forgotten about you.